Everyone, I'm Linda Graham. I'll say more about myself as I get into the talk. Thank you. So many of you who have come up to me to speak already, and it's really created such a warm feeling in the hall for me, so I very much appreciate that. There's a couple of announcements as we get started. If you have a cell phone, please remember to turn it off. And if you're here for CEUs and haven't signed in, you must sign in immediately by law and then sign out again at the end of the day. So those are the two announcements. I have my notes here, not because I don't know what I want to say, I know what I intend to say, but to make sure that I can read the poetry and do the exercises in the order that I intended to do them. So we're here today for a streaming together of Dharma, using consciousness and compassion to create clarity and connection, which will help us create resilience and alleviate suffering. And the cutting edge of Western psychology, learning tools that help us meet and move through our suffering with more skill and resilience. And modern neuropsychology, neuroscience, as we learn how the brain works and responds to real events in real time, and how our brain learns and encodes patterns of response to events, and how we can harness the neuroplasticity of the brain and use self-directed brain change to develop our capacities to move through the crises and challenges of our lives with more skill and wisdom and grace. So I'd like to begin with a brief meditative inquiry so that we all have a chance to come into a sense of presence and openness and receptivity in the safety of this sanctuary, and use that presence to be able to explore suffering and overcoming of suffering. We'll use this quote from Helen Keller as the basis of our inquiry. All of the world is full of suffering. It is also full of overcoming. And we know Helen Keller, so we know the depths from which this comes. So I'll ask you simply to allow yourself to arrive here and let go of the worries and concerns of the day. And let yourself settle into a posture that's comfortable in your body, being calm and relaxed, yet engaged and alert. Focusing your attention more inward. Gently noticing the sensations of your breathing, the gentle rhythm of your breathing in and out. And if you wish, you can breathe a sense of ease or peacefulness into your heart center. And then from there, if a discomfort or a memory of suffering arises in your awareness, simply touch it lightly with your own compassion and let it go. But you may also bring to mind a memory of the conditions, the people, or the places or the practices that allowed you to meet and move through that suffering. And maybe even have a sense of gratitude for the resources that have allowed you to meet and move through suffering. And we'll sit for a few moments.